Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。那我们今天的话题呢，是一个历史性的事件，最近刚发生的。
Yes, a historical event.
就是英国女王伊丽莎白的葬礼。
Exactly. Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
Funeral, 女王的葬礼哈，这可是一个国际性的大事儿。那有很多可以载入史册的这种时刻。There are some moments that history will remember.
Yes, so let's talk about some moments that history will remember from this historical event.
那我们来回顾一下被全球关注的女王葬礼上，我们给盘点了五大历史性的时刻哈。第一个是什么呢，美丽？
So, the first historical moment is leaders from more than 100 countries around the world were invited to London for the funeral.
Wow, 全球100多个国家的领导人 were invited to London for the funeral.
And also many reigning sovereigns from across Europe.
美丽，你刚才讲这个 reigning sovereign 是指在位的君主吗？
Yes, so reigning means occupying the throne, they are ruling.
They are ruling, 就是正在统治的，正在当权的，正在位的，就是这个 reigning.
Exactly. And a sovereign is someone that has political power. So it's a leader.
Sovereign. Sovereign 就指的君主。目前在位的君主就是 reigning sovereign.
Yes. And many reigning sovereigns from across Europe were invited to London for the funeral.
Wow, 整个欧洲的君王们都被邀请了哈。其实好像非洲和亚洲的这个皇室也被邀请了。
Yes, as well as from royal houses in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and also Oceania.
Oceania 就是大洋洲哈。大家有没有注意到美丽在说、还有两个字的时候哈，她用了两个不同的表达方式。一个呢是 and also, 第二个呢是 as well as,都指的是这个还有。美丽能不能再给大家说一遍，让大家再感受一下这两种表达方法。
Yes, of course. So, leaders from more than 100 countries around the world were invited to London for the funeral. And also, many reigning sovereigns from across Europe, as well as from royal houses in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and Oceania.
Very good. 好，那女王葬礼上第二个历史性的时刻是什么呢？
So the second moment is the flowers.
The flowers. 女王灵柩上放的花吗？你是指？
Yes, so the flowers that were placed on top of her coffin.
On top of the coffin. 那这有什么特别的吗？这些花？
Yeah, so they were actually flowers from the gardens of Buckingham Palace and royal residences.
这些花可不是从花店买来的这种 random flowers, 而是 from the gardens of the Buckingham Palace, 白金汉宫以及其他的皇家住所 royal residences. 那我今天还看到一个报道哈，美丽，就说这个英国女王灵柩花束有深意，查尔斯为母亲特选75年前的一种花，这又是讲什么呀？
Yes, so the flower arrangement also included flowers which were grown from the flowers she had in her wedding bouquet.
Wedding bouquet, 就指婚礼上新娘的那种手捧花哈。所以就是说女王75年前的这个婚礼手捧花呢，被移植到王室的花园当中，然后这些花的后代被挑选出来，然后如今呢就放到了女王的灵柩上。
Yeah, and they were grown from the flowers she had in her wedding bouquet.
因此呢，这些花肯定是比其他的花花草草的更有非凡的历史意义。
Definitely.
梅丽娜，女王葬礼上第三个历史性的时刻是什么呢？
So the third thing is women that are from the royal family, they wore special jewelry.
Royal family women wore special jewelry. 那皇室女子都佩戴着特殊的珠宝，这指什么呀？
So... Many of the women in the royal family wore jewelry that had a special connection to the queen.
因为这些珠宝呢，这些 the jewelry had a special connection to the queen. 比如呢，那我们首先来问一下这个儿媳妇儿，这个卡米拉王后哈，这个 queen consort, 她戴的是什么呀？
So Camilla, the queen consort,、mm-hmm. wore the Hesse Diamond Jubilee brooch.
这个听起来好麻烦哈。卡米拉王后戴的是一个 brooch,B-R-O-O-C-H, 是一枚胸针哈。哎，这枚胸针叫什么来，美丽？你刚才说那一长串。
So the name is Hesse Diamond Jubilee Brooch, which is a historical diamond and sapphire piece from the Royal Family Collection.
这枚胸针呢，这枚 brooch, 属于 the Royal Family Collection, 就是皇室的收藏品。那女王的两个孙媳妇呢，那首先是凯特哈，威尔斯王妃 Catherine, Princess of Wales, 那她佩戴的是什么珠宝呢？
So Catherine, the、mm-hmm. Princess of Wales,、mm-hmm. she wore a pearl choker and、mm-hmm. pearl earrings.、
So she wore a choker and earrings. 都是珍珠的哈，都是 pearl. 那 choker 呢，就是项圈，就是围着脖子一圈的那个东西。那这个 earring 就是耳坠哈。
Yes, so a pearl choker and pearl earrings.、
那这个有什么意义吗？
So, these pieces were actually worn in the past by the queen herself and also、Princess Diana.
啊，女王和当年的这个戴安娜王妃都曾经佩戴过这两样东西。They are the historical jewelry.、那我很好奇梅根佩戴的又是什么呢？
So Meghan, the、Duchess of Sussex, wore a pair of earrings which were gifted to her by the queen.
她戴的是女王曾经送给她的这个耳饰 earrings. 那还有那个夏洛特小公主呢？
So finally, yes, the Princess Charlotte of Wales wore a diamond horseshoe brooch.
Diamond horseshoe brooch 就是马蹄形的这种小钻石的胸针。
Yes, because the queen really, really loved horses. That's why.
Oh, yeah. 所以呢，这个也是女王送给她的，对吧？
Yes, and so this was gifted to her by her great-grandmother, the queen.
是女王送给这个曾孙女的哈。It was gifted to her by her great-grandmother. 这个真的好感人啊。我觉得这也是皇室的女士们用珠宝向女王致敬的方式哈。
Yes, like you said, this is how the royal ladies are using jewelry to pay poignant tribute to the queen.
哎，好，那女王葬礼上的第四个历史性的时刻是什么呢？
So we know that she had two dogs,、mm-hmm. her royal corgis,、uh-huh. and they were actually waiting for the cortege on the day of the funeral.
哦，女王家的两条爱犬早早的就等候在了城堡的外面哈。那女王还有一匹叫做 Emma 的一个马哈。
Yes, so she actually had her pony, Carlton Lima Emma,、that's the pony's name, and it was on the side of the road while the coffin was driven past.
女王灵柩经过时她的那匹小马那匹 pony was on the side of the road while the coffin was driven past.这也是在为主人送行哈。
Yes, exactly.
那女王葬礼上的第五个历史性的时刻又是什么呢？
So, there's a part where they were remembering the queen and singing for the king.
这是指什么？纪念女王 remembering the queen, 以及为国王而歌唱。这很多人可能不明白什么意思哈。
So, as we know, Monday was all about remembering and celebrating the queen.
就是英国当地时间周一9月19号成为了这个国葬日哈。就在这一天呢 was all about remembering and celebrating the queen.
And so there was a moment where they marked the transition that began from the queen's passing.
就有那么一个 moment, 一个标志性的一个时刻哈，然后标志着开始与女王离开的一个转折是什么呢？
Yes, so a moment where they marked the transition that began from the queen's passing. So this is when the congregation rose to sing the national anthem.
The national anthem, 国歌就是那个全体起立唱国歌的那个瞬间。那为什么把这个称作是一个 historical moment?
So yes, it was God save the king and not God save the queen anymore.
对，随着伊丽莎白二世的辞世呢，在经历了70年7个月0两天之后，那这个天佑吾王，就是这个 God save the king, 取代了天佑女王，就是 God save the queen, 成为大不列颠新的一个 national anthem.
The funeral was a time for people in Britain and around the world to come together.
对，世界各地去不了英国的呢，就是看直播哈。
Hundreds of millions of people watched the funeral event on televisions, radio, and online.
很多人会大老远的跑到伦敦，然后给女王致最后的一个敬意。有的呢，则是看女王最后一眼 ，to catch a glimpse.
Yeah, so people also traveled to London to pay their last respects and catch a glimpse of the Queen's cortege.
哎，我听说贝克汉姆排队10多个小时去瞻仰这个女王的灵柩，并且呢一度悲伤失泪，是这样的吗
？Yes, like you're saying, David Beckham was one of those people who waited hours to see the Queen before she was brought to the church.
都是为了去纪念女王令人惊叹的一生哈。
Yes, it was truly a day to come together, the final moments of national mourning, and a collective moment where everyone, was together to remember the life of one woman who touched the lives of so many people.
Exactly. 那以上呢，就是我们盘点的女王葬礼上五大历史性的时刻。
We hope you enjoyed this podcast and learned some new things about this historical event.
女王的葬礼，大家不知道关注了没有哈？如果有什么想说的，欢迎大家留言告诉我们。So this is 翩翩
and this is Mei Li. Until next time,
bye.
Bye.